in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1, which I'll be talking about it very soon, the Bible says God will set you high above all nations. But how does God set you high above? Then we go to the book of Isaiah 11, verse 1, where the scripture says,
"They shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him."
So number one, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit, please emphasis, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. What is the second spirit?
The Spirit of wisdom.
The Spirit of wisdom
and understanding.
The second spirit, apart from the Spirit of the Lord, that comes upon a person is the Spirit of wisdom. Why? Because if you are wise and you sit among 50 people, everyone will single you out and put you above others. So when God said, "I will set you above all other nations," it won't just happen supernaturally. They are ingredients that will be given to you to set you high above. And Isaiah 11 from verse 2 speaks of all the ingredients. You will have understanding which others don't. You will have a particular level of wisdom which others don't. You know, these things, most people, when they're praying, they think just for us to be in church here, like the Spirit of wisdom, for me to use that Spirit of wisdom to pray. No. It's a practical experience that you have to live out there. Because Jesus is not expecting you to become the light in the church. He didn't say you are the light of the church. He said you are the light of the world. Where we show people wisdom, it's not inside the church. Where we show people wisdom is outside the church. The wisdom we have or we receive, it is not for us to use it in church here. This we are using this wisdom to pray and fast. No. It is how we will open small businesses out there and turn them into $1 million entities. It is how we will solve complex matters. How we will create models, leadership models that others will emulate. They will follow. How we stay with the people. The things we speak, the wisdom. The whole world went to Israel to see one man by the name of Solomon. Not because of the money he had. The Bible says they all went to him for the wisdom he had. If you want to be above others, pray for wisdom. When Joseph interpreted the dream of the king when he was in prison, what took Joseph out of the prison was not the interpretation of the dream. When he interpreted the dream, he said to the king, "Therefore, king, find a wise man who can manage the interpretation." And the king said, "When I look around the whole country, there is no one wiser than you. Because of your wisdom, come out of the prison and do the interpretation." What will take you out of your prison your economic prison, your complex matter, your situation, your trouble, it is not your prayer, neither interpretation of the scriptures. It is the wisdom that you get inside the interpretation of the scriptures. Raise your hand and say, oh Lord, I pray for wisdom. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. If there is one thing most people ignore, is wisdom. They just pray, Lord, I need a breakthrough. But wisdom to manage that breakthrough, they don't ask God. Lord, give me anointing in ministry. God calls you into ministry. But the wisdom to live in your calling, most people don't pray for. Many people don't pray for wisdom. Wisdom. Lord, I pray, may I become big. Wisdom. Wisdom. God told me, one time I was praying, I said, God, I pray, use me to the whole world. God told me, he said, look at that mountain. He showed me a mountain. And he said, I will put you on top there. He said, I, the Lord, will put you on top there. But the ability to stay and remain there, it is in your hands. I will not help you to stay there. I will put you there. But for you to stay there, to remain there, it's not me. It requires a particular level of disciplinary wisdom. You may be a David in praise. You may be a Saul in leadership. But if you do not have wisdom and discipline like Joseph, you end up like Samson. We need a prayer, the wisdom of God to lead you in this year. Imagine what God will do. God will say, I want you to become that. That's it, then he will leave you. That's what God does. He said, you are a prophet, then he will leave you. Have you noticed that? God will say, you are a pastor, then he will leave you. The ability to become what God said becomes your assignment. The Lord came to David, you be the king. There is no any other place where it says and angels were moving with David. No. When he sees trouble, he had to run and hide. There was no pillar of fire that was coming to Sam protecting him. No. He had to take action. At some point in time, he found himself hiding in a city where he is running away from King Saul, and he goes to hide in a city where Goliath, who he killed, was coming from. And to make matters worse, he was hiding behind the veranda of uncles of Goliath. They said, that's the guy who killed Goliath. Immediately, David disguised himself as a madman. He began to behave, spitting saliva everywhere, changed, put on rags, moving in the street like a madman. They said, no, they just look alike. It's not him, leave him. It took wisdom. There was no angel. There was no pillar of fire. There was no Holy Ghost fire. There was just wisdom. How will you survive in 2025? How will you? I hate seeing a bunch of people just gathering together. We are praying. Things will move. Without embracing the foundational basics, which the scripture says in James 1, verse 5 and 6. If you are looking for this wisdom, ask him. If any one of you lacks this wisdom, let him ask of God. But no one is asking. Very few people are doing it. But everybody is asking, I need a miracle right now. I need a husband. God will give you one. Do you have wisdom to manage him? I need a wife. Do you have the wisdom? Do you even know the meaning of a wife? Sometimes what men are lacking in their marriages is just wisdom. The same applies with women. Wisdom. People fight, no wisdom. Have you discovered? Solomon never went to any war. His father was fighting battles every single day. He fought with almost every nation around him. But the son Solomon, God gave him wisdom. He never went to war. Instead, the people who were fighting with his father came with gold as gifts to give Solomon. The ability to turn enemies into friends, it requires wisdom, not just prayer. Somebody says, I raise my hands. I pray for wisdom. Hear me. Listen to me very well. The amount of wisdom God will give you. When I close my eyes and see you, how you will start operating outside. Give a neighbor a high five. Say, receive the wisdom. They will bend with you. It is what we call wisdom. Because if the economy of your country becomes a problem, everyone will suffer. Yet with you, you will be able to bend with the economy. And when they leave you, you go back to your position. And most of you fail because you do not have the wisdom. How do you survive when everything seems to be failing? It calls for action beyond ordinary prayer. After we pray, we go and we practically involve and apply wisdom. Tell your neighbor, there'll be no pit or fire for money to come. Say, receive wisdom, neighbor. Our benchmark scripture is Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. The Lord will set you high above, high above all nations of the earth. We are actually sitting there, but now we are getting scriptures that will make us become what God said. God will set you high above. If you believe, say amen. Amen. Now, let's go to the book of Revelation. Before we go to Revelation, let's read verse 9 of Deuteronomy 28.
The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself.
just as he has shown to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways.
Again,
the Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has shown to you, if you keep my commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways.
I pray for everybody, wherever you're watching from, that you always remember that you are a holy nation. And the Lord says he will set you high above. Imagine this. If God says, I will set you high above other nations, and yet you are not high above 20 people around you, and God says, the spirit of wisdom shall be upon you. I pray that you receive in the name of Jesus. I said, I pray that you receive in the name of Jesus. Shall receive in the name of Jesus. Shall receive in Jesus' mighty name. You need wisdom. Tell your neighbor, you need wisdom. Are you telling your neighbor? Tell your neighbor, you need wisdom. Ecclesiastes 4, verse 12. Ecclesiastes 4, verse 12. Though one may be
overpowered by another, two can withstand him. And a threadfold cord is not quickly broken.
A threefold cord. What does that mean? Now, look at me. I need your attention. A threefold cord, it means there is one cord, another cord, another cord. Three strings. Now we put them together and we make three. The Bible says it's difficult to break it. When God was showing me a mastery of a threefold cord, I stood up. I said, oh God, help the church. This one is a mastery of supreme spiritual firepower that commands heaven on earth. Don't just be you. There are right people that God wants to bring around you. And some of you, God gave you those people, but you don't even know. And some of you even cut those people off and think you are doing them a favor. Be careful. In this year, we are not moving with everyone. I tell you, we're not moving with you if you are not beneficial. We are creating systems. There was a man by the name Ahithophel in the Bible. You all hear about David. He was powerful. He was winning battles. But you don't know who was behind David's success in winning battles and wars. His name was called Ahithophel. David, when he goes to God and pray, what God will tell him is exact thing if he would go to Ahithophel and ask for advice. Because Ahithophel was a man of wisdom. And he was in the camp of David. We need people like that. Tell your neighbor, in this year, you may be praying for money. God can bring right people around you, and you may not notice it. Embrace those people around you, those right people around you, those right connections around you. And it's not only people. Sometimes it is knowledge. Sometimes it is revelation. God told me how to create a threefold code around me. Mastery of firepower. 2 Samuel 16 verse 23.
Now the advice of Ahithophel, which he gave in those days, was as if one had inquired at the oracle of God. So all the advice of Ahithophel, both with David and with Abishalom,
when he speaks, it was as if you went to God and prayed. The level of wisdom the man had. These are the people you should put around. I guess she's my best friend. Tell your neighbor, wisdom in this year. Say it again, wisdom in this year.
Wisdom.
Say louder, wisdom in this year.
Wisdom in this year.
Say, oh Lord, give me wisdom. I can't hear you louder. Oh Lord, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom in the name of Jesus. Go back to Deuteronomy 28.
Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth.
Which position does God put people who obey his voice? The way you are talking, come on, I'm speaking to you. I want us to have an open conversation. Where does God put people who obey his voice?
High above.
How will you be thinking this year? Low, below, or high above? Come on, ask your neighbor, how are you thinking? Low, below, or high above? Hey! If you open a shop, will it be low, below, or high above? Hey! Imagine this. I always think of this, that whatever I do, I promise you, whatsoever I do, it must always be high above. That's where we belong. That's our position. Tell your neighbor, high above. I refuse to operate low below. So I speak to everything around me. Listen to the voice of God. You belong high above. I pray for everyone here. The Lord will give you the spirit of wisdom, and you will operate high. Can you start maturing in the spirit? And say, Father, today I'm praying. I want to do this project, but give me wisdom. Where you are, you don't even know where to get the money, where to get the capital. You have no clue. But if you have wisdom, you will know where to start from. And God can't just tell you, I'll put you above. No. He came back and he said, I'll give you the spirit of wisdom and understanding. Didn't end there. This says, and the spirit of might. Might is empowerment. You need an empowerment, supernatural empowerment. It doesn't just say supernatural empowerment. there is also wisdom. There is also the spirit of knowledge. The Bible says to these four young men, God gave them what? Wisdom and knowledge. So that they had understanding of all literature. Until the king of Babylon said, you'll be a governor. You'll be a governor. You'll be a governor. You. They were appointed superior positions in Babylon, a foreign land. And Daniel became the deputy president of Babylon, which is Iraq. He was the vice president of Iraq, Daniel. If you think, oh, he was a prayer person. You put him in the den of lions, lions will not eat him. You take him out. The man was a wisdom, a force to reckon in wisdom. That the king said, though we hate you, though we put you in dens of lions, but at this situation, we have no choice. Can you become our boss? The man comes from the den of lions to rule the country. Joseph was put in prison. They said, we know we put you in prison, but we have a problem right now. And the only one who can solve it is you. These men were men of prayer, but they had wisdom to show the world. Don't just be a woman of prayer. Have wisdom to show the community. I pray that you receive it in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, send in 2025, I will operate at a certain level of wisdom. I bless you. At the back there, I said, I bless you. Those watching, whoever you're watching, I bless you. Tell your neighbor, I'm praying for wisdom today. Say, more wisdom. More wisdom in my family, in my plans, in my career. I pray for wisdom.